Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What was I made for? Like,
sorry, okay, hold on, I'm getting nervous. Because what if I do bad? I'm not gonna do bad, I'm me.
They made fun of me for having too much hair on my face. Guess what? Balding! Both of them, balding!
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
Tour.
Oh my god, tour.
The little sprite.
They took Ice Spice out of Fortnite? Mm-hmm. No, Ice I don't Spice. Think so.
Yes.
Is Billie Eilish still in it?
No. I mean, people have those skins, but they are not in the game anymore.
So is it like rare? Like you have to like go into the deep webs to like buy it from
you
somebody?
You have to go into the dark web.
Are you being
no, you
serious?
Can't buy it from somebody. You.
So you just missed your chance?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be terrible for me because you know me and my like limited edition shit.
It like updates, I think, every day.
Do you think that there's something very like interesting about how I'm always sitting facing towards you and you're sitting facing towards the camera? Do you think that this is like commentary on how women, you know, treat the men in their lives, how they will keep giving and giving and giving and giving and giving and like will focus their life on their male friends or their male partners in their lives or like their brothers, their fathers, their uncles, their grandfathers, and how men will just like look outwardly onto life because they're just worried about themselves and they're not ever thinking about women? You think about that? I think about that. We need to bring that back.
Yeah, when someone's beating me in an argument.
Let's start bringing that back. Let's start bringing back a lot of things in 2025. Yeah. You know what?
That's why I'm gonna run for president.
In 2025?
Yeah, in 2025. One day, and for the debate at one point, I'm just gonna go...
That's basically what happened this last time in Philadelphia. That was like probably the most iconic thing to happen to me, like living in Philadelphia. There's one thing about me. I need to be at the center of all importance. So
me
like
too.
That's why like
that's
living
why
in a big city.
So
yeah.
Great, yeah.
And living in Philadelphia was like very nice because things just kept happening, like the Eras tour and like Kamala
and
Trump
like
fighting
happening
on
and
my birthday.
Kept happening
in Philly.
Is it over now?
What?
The Eras tour?
Yeah, finished. It's done.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's done.
How long did she do that for? It felt like 5 years.
I think people said that maybe Luigi Mangione was maybe at Miami Night 3.
I told that to you.
Did
and
you?
I said, thank God it's not real.
Oh.
Because no, they were like, these pictures might be proof that he was at Miami Night 3.
Oh, you did tell
Girl,
me that.
Those pictures proved actually nothing. Like, in fact... He wore a shirt that said Billabong
or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
because you're the one that was like, oh my God, he listened to vigilante shit. And he was like, yes.
I didn't say that. I said the Swifties are at it again, doing the Swiftie circle jerk and just telling people shit. Like, they were like, oh yeah, he heard vigilante shit and guilty as sin all in the same night. Taylor Swift radicalized. Newsflash. Taylor Swift has never radicalized anyone.
She's probably done the opposite of radicalized.
Yes.
What's the opposite of radicalized? Like
unradicalized?
Sure. Sure.
Moderation?
No, I don't. Oh, well, yeah, you know. Maybe.
Moderation. Yeah. Yeah.
Do I look like I'm on 3 hours of sleep?
No.
Somebody today told me I have really nice skin and then she was
today?
Like,
mm-hmm. Who?
And then when I was out and oh. They said
When I was out and about.
And then she said, do people say that to you often? And like, how weird would that be if I was like, yeah, a lot of people tell me I have nice skin. So I said,
that's not weird.
I said, sometimes my mother.
That's what you said?
Yes.
Those exact words.
I said, sometimes my mother. Like, I didn't know. I felt weird being like, yes,
I feel like it was your response was a little weirder than, yes, people tell me I have nice skin.
I'm tired of having to change myself.
Sometimes. My mother.
I'm tired of changing myself.
My mother.
I'm very, very sleepy. Like, honestly, tonight, I think I'm going to sleep so hard. Or, oh my God, I'm getting... You want to know why I didn't sleep last night? It's because what happened to Lily Rose Depp was happening to me. Oh my God, I got Nosferatu.
My affliction.
Okay.
I don't care of your afflictions.
Literally,
does darkness come from within us or from somewhere...
Without us?
No, somewhere,
wait. Oh, that's what she was doing in the beginning of the movie. She was like,
actually, it was so subtle. It was like,
oi.
We saw Nosferatu.
So, Lily Rose Depp, first of all, that is a beautiful line. I'm getting that tattooed across my forehead. Does darkness come from within us or from somewhere far away?
The
one that
was like, the night monster has sucked on your good wife.
That was really good. The night demon, I think.
The night demon has sucked on your good wife. Or must suck on your good wife.
Your good wife has been sucked on by
the night demon. I've literally the most sane.
Our theater was cracking up in Nosferatu.
The most sane Willem Dafoe line ever delivered.
I know, because all I kept thinking the entire time was like, I just saw him in Beetlejuice, and he was like the most unhinged character. Yeah. And like, he plays kind. You know, he played that guy in Finding Nemo, the hot one, the hot fish.
Marlin?
No. Oh, you thought Marlin was hot?
That's the dad.
Oh, you
it?
Fuck with dads.
No. You're talking about the black scar. And yellow and yes. White one.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that's like, kid, you're gonna die if you go into the jet.
He didn't sound like that. He didn't sound like that at all. But yeah, that one. That is the one.
Who would you be in Finding Nemo if you were a Finding Nemo character?
Dory.
You really think you'd be Dory?
You don't think so? You don't think I'd be Dory?
I guess, yeah, actually. She has like some mental health issues.
See, this is why I don't.
You want to be Ellen DeGeneres?
I'm done opening up about my. Yes, I'll play better Ellen DeGeneres. I'm done opening up about my mental health struggles because everyone thinks that everything I do is so fucking ill. Like, I can't even.
So fucking ill.
I can't even be excited about something and people are like, uh oh, she's manic. I'm like, I don't think I've ever been manic in my entire fucking life, genuinely. But.
That sounds like something someone who's experienced mania would say.
I really don't think I have.
I've definitely been manic in my life. Like, at least once.
For how long?
Maybe like a few minutes.
That's not... I don't think that's mania. You got a sugar rush and you're like, oh, I'm fucking manic. I'm so fucking crazy. Yeah, literally.
I actually experienced watching Nosferatu. I watched a child get like a sugar rush like live in person. It was my nephew. And I was like, oh my God, this is why they call it a sugar rush.
Yeah, this is why they don't give it to these.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Would that happen with if you just eat carbs? Because that has sugar in it too.
I think it's specifically like sucrose.
Sucrose? Okay.
The combination of those molecules.
Why don't we get it anymore? Why don't
depression?
We? Oh. Jesus. Oh, everything keeps stemming back to mental health. Oh, I mentioned something. Oh, Nicole, it's your mental health.
I think we do get sugar rushes. Or maybe we've just like...
You want to know why I couldn't sleep last night and why I actually stayed up until like 4 a.m. and I genuinely couldn't sleep?
Go ahead.
I had a Thai tea too late in the night.
Oh.
That shit was strong. I'm never doing that again.
I didn't know that had that much caffeine.
It does. And for a sensitive little tiny like little mini body like mine...
Did you drink the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Duh. For a sensitive little tiny little baby girl body like mine, a cup of Thai tea will get me amped up.
I think sugar will do that to me too.
Sugar.
Mm. Like I think it's like works like caffeine for me.
Interesting.
Personally.
You know, we need to stop talking about
personally.
We're watching too much normal people.
Normal people. That's not even like remotely.
Sorry, Adam McIntyre. Our friend said
her
mom
come to Tur
follows me on Instagram, which I need to follow her back, and that her mom saw the photos and was like, Nicole's boyfriend looks different.
Oh yeah,
because thinking that Adam McIntyre was my boyfriend because Adam,
yeah.
And I was like, oh yes, my sweet twink boyfriend. Wait, I didn't say that. My sweet boyfriend with the no nice V cut
pink suit.
That's him.
You know what? I love a man who defies gender
norms. You know
norms.
What? I wish that Adam would dress like that more because I fucking love...
Ugh. Your boyfriend's like the first straight man, I think, ever to have like long nails. Like
who?
Long... I'm just kidding. I'm,
oh, are you saying mine?
Yeah, I'm talking... There's like a Vine out there of a guy.
Oh, of the straight guy who's like, I'm the first straight guy to have like long nails. It's like...
You know, I really take pride in the fact that I really think I'm like the first straight guy to get long, funky nails like this. Because whenever you see straight men get nails, it's like they usually just get their shit painted and that's it.
So you might...
Yeah, and my style inspiration is Marsha P. Johnson.
So you might have to suffer and die. Unfortunately, I really hate to say this to you, but you might have to suffer and unfortunately die. You're not cool for getting long nails. And actually, I think that you should... I know, especially if you're a straight man, there's some nasty shit under there. There's smegma. There's... Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I know. I'm just saying.
His nails were like... Had like attachments.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, sometimes we get... I used to get attachments when I had a nail
His
girl.
His were like a whole fucking like Monopoly piece.
I wish I got attachments still because I've been biting my nails. Oh my God. Speaking of biting my nails... My nails were, you know, finally growing out. I'm like doing my own nails because I lost my nail girl in Philly, obviously, like rest in peace. No, she's still alive. I just left Philly. Shout out Lucky Gloss in Philadelphia.
Love
Everybody
you,
should get your nails done by Sarah. But
you know what? I went to Sabrina Carpenter with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were just like, damn, Nicole would love this.
But so I just like was like, I'm going to do my own nails before Christmas. Like, I'm just going to do regular polish, whatever. And like my nails were growing and it was fine. But I like had them. Oh,
I don't want them.
Yeah,
to see
don't sock. Show. Don't show your hole. And anyway, then I get a fucking notification when I'm at home for the holidays that Hassan Piker saw another video of mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
I was like,
reacting
oh
to it on stream. Like, I read my DM and I'm like, God damn it. I literally like just parked and said, fuck. And then literally bit my nails down to the nub, like so
Ew,
bad that
you
it
did?
Hurt.
That's
yes.
disgusting.
Oh, as if not all of your fucking, all 10 fingers and all 10 toes are not down to the nub. And I'm like,
I used to bite my toenails when I was a really, really small kid.
What made you stop?
The realizing I can use nail clippers.
Oh, okay. Oh, so that's the only reason why you did it? If you're really addicted to biting your nails, then commit. Commit to the fucking bit.
Do it on your feet.
If you're a real
fucking
nail biter.
Enough. Can you get your foot in your mouth?
Yeah.
I'm not blurring that out.
Okay. If you're a real nail biter, I say commit to the bit. Just keep going.
You say commit to the bit.
Commit to the bit.
You say commit to the bit.
Did I say it like that? Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I didn't really. I'm sorry.
Come on, Grimes.
All right. Lily Rose Depp does sound like Grimes. We'll get into that. But Hassan Piker, that's like the scariest fucking... You know what? I don't even care. I literally read on a personal person in my life, my chart, like medical my chart, carcinoma. I have read that with my own eyes. Nothing will compare to the fear that I have felt from reading... Hassan Piker's reacting to you on stream right now. Oh, why would you do that? Why would you do that? That topped all other fears. Like literally
it topped.
Like topped.
Oh my God.
Literally like Oura Ring will be like spiked. Something's wrong. Apple Watch will be like, heartbeat's really fucking high. And then it'll also say like loud noise. Exposure to loud noises for this long will cause temporary hearing loss. It's because I'm screaming for so long. Tummy hurts. Me shitting on the toilet. Like suffering. Like really, really, really bad. And then I like finally find the video. I finally find it. And then it's just him literally using me to thirst
using
trap.
You. Ooh.
To oh. thirst trap. Because that's all he did. Because the entire video was just, you can
him,
insert
like, posing.
You can insert the clip. But he was just like, yeah, I'm nasty, right? I'm nasty like in a good way, right? Like I'm naughty. I'm so fucking nasty. I'm naughty. I'm naughty. I can't help it that I'm naughty. I'm naughty, guys.
Nicole Raffi put you on a naughty or nice list?
Getting stepped on by this man repeatedly is another thing. That's why this man is going on the nasty list. It's Hassan Piker. Hassan Piker, the himbo that you are. I worked on an organization called Creators for Palestine earlier this year, who Hassan Piker also happened to be there. As you can see, this is us photographed together. As you can see, he is taller than me by a lot. It's getting really hot in here. I was asked to be in a skit where we are going to be cooking hummus and tabbouleh for three men.
Oh, okay? No.
On what day of the year? National Women's Day. Four women cooking for three men on National Women's Day.
I could eat this hummus. I wouldn't be like, I'd be like.
Not much of it though, because it will sit like.
Look
like
at her face. Oh my God. Oh my God. She lasered me. Oh God. I really need to dial it back. It's just, I don't fucking play around with hummus. You know what I mean? It's like if I'm eating hummus, I'm used to a certain level of standard.
My public beef with Hassan Piker lives on. Hassan Piker is nasty. Hassan Piker is a nasty left-wing man. That's why he's going to be left on the nasty list. In the year 2025,
no! Like, nasty in a good way, though, right?
Nasty in a good way. Like, ooh, he's nasty. That type of situation, I think. Yeah, I've been naughty. I'll be honest. But it's unintentional. I'm not being naughty on purpose. I try my best not to be naughty, but sometimes I'm just naughty. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
And I was just like, what was I made for? Like, yeah. Great. I'm so happy that
you didn't pass the Bechdel test.
No.
You're not a girl's girl. You're a guy's girl.
When I was little, and all my friends were boys at the time, like in elementary school, mm-hmm. I really was that bitch that was like, boys are just easier. Like, boys are just so much
There's
easier.
So much less drama.
So much less drama than, like, girls.
What
like,
changed?
Girls that have so much drama. Every single man wronged me. Every single little boy wronged me at one point or
all
another.
All the undramatic men were straight and awful, and then all the really dramatic men were gay.
You know that whole, like, thing, like, you know, all men are evil, all men are bad, like, not every man, but always a man, like, you know, all that stuff. I'm going to take it one step further. Every single boy.
Boy?
Every boy.
Wow.
Like, boys are not safe. If you are underage, I don't give a fuck if you're a two-year-old. If you're a misogynist, I'm going to call you the fuck out.
Wow.
Plain and simple. Like, that's just what it is.
Why don't you bring say your two-year-old? Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, don't my bring your nephew's nephew too. Why did you, do you think he's misogynist?
I get misogynist vibes from him.
He has drank from a boob before. I feel like that makes him not misogynist.
Are you fucking stupid?
He has a little sister.
Are you fucking?
You're fucking. You bloody fucking bastard, bitch.
No, but one time we went on like a month long like vocal stem of like, are you fucking me and you?
Do you did?
Yes, or wait, or maybe I just said that in a video one time and you were like, are you fucking? I don't remember, but that's what I was thinking about. But no, I don't know.
Remind me after the podcast to show you the are you fucking like are you fucking sound. But yes, no, every little boy is guilty, and like every little boy is wrong. Me, and I will never forget. I don't forget about the twin boys who told me that I have sideburns in middle school, because then I saw them a few months ago at, I'm not going to say that publicly, but yes. And I was at the gas station and they were there. And guess what?
They were pumping your gas.
They were not pumping my gas. I was in Pennsylvania. And even if they were pumping my gas, good on them for having a job. They made fun of me for having too much hair on my face. Guess what? Balding! Both of them! Balding! Felt so good. I was
thinning.
Like, ooh. Thinning! Jake forces us to sit down. I'm like, all right, let's all watch the first episode of Pretty Little Liars, because I guess we're gonna get into that.
Oh yeah, we
and we're
to.
Gonna. Oh,
no,
we are.
We can't just like start it.
Can
we need
binge
to finish
tonight?
No, we need to finish Normal People.
Okay, can we binge and watch Normal People?
No,
and then
I have
the rest
to edit this tonight, so I can put it online.
Okay.
This had to be out today.
Oh. Yeah. Are you fucking? But
are you fucking?
Basically, yeah. That I'm just saying, like, be careful what you say to me, because bad things will happen to you.
Yeah, I saw a tweet that was like, I just got like revenge on someone who wronged me 6 years ago. Like, never be, what is it? Like, never be. Like watch your back.
Oh, okay, got it.
Watch your back, like,
yeah,
like, it will come
to
you.
I agree. No, dead ass. If there's
never
one thing,
be comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always look behind your back. Like, one thing about me is that you're gonna have to be scared of me for the rest of your life. Not that I'm gonna do something to you, but if you have wronged me in your past, the earth will punish you in more ways than one.
Well, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie was really enjoyable to
it
watch.
Was really
you didn't
good.
Stay for the whole thing.
It was really good.
But
I went to, that was the like one of the first movies I ever saw in a movie theater. It might be the first movie I ever saw in a movie theater.
Yeah, and
in 2004.
You said that you shaved your entire body for it.
Yeah, because like, what if Sponge was going to be there?
What if Sponge was there? Like, and what? I'm not going to be unprepared.
Do you know that Brittany Broski gif where she like, I think it's literally a video of Hassan Piker flexing, but like, this is like what I think about SpongeBob, like when we talk about Sponge. But like, me as a little kid, like seeing SpongeBob, I was like,
she did that?
Like, yeah.
I feel like she has so many viral moments. Like, it's hard to keep up.
Well, you didn't feel that way about SpongeBob?
Sponge?
Yeah, you didn't have, like, a raging crush on him, like, as a child.
I think there's a SpongeBob clip where he gets licked in the booty.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Who was your childhood crush, like, on animated characters? Or were you normal?
No. Oh, I have an answer for this. I need to think about it, though.
Why? Why? You don't want to say it?
No, because I can't. I know that I had, like... you know what it was? I forget what his name was. He was from Shaolin Showdown. And... Did you know Shaolin Showdown?
No.
Yeah, nobody fucking knows Shaolin Showdown. I was obsessed with that shit when I was a kid. Oh, God. What was his name? If you remember Shaolin Showdown, you need to... You might remember if I show you a picture.
What was it on?
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows as a kid. But this guy, I had a massive crush on.
Him?
Yeah, he was really cute.
Oh, wow.
He was also a dick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wait.
That kind of looks like your ex, now that you say that.
That does not look like my ex.
That looks exactly like
him. That's literally an animation of a boy with a circular head. That looks nothing like any human being.
I said what I fucking said.
You're weird.
I'm weird?
Yeah,
I'm
you
weird.
Are.
If you wrong me or my friends, you will suffer the wrath of me and also the earth giving you a round fucking head.
The earth? I think we need to go back to senior year of high school so that I can redo my senior quote.
No.
Did you have a senior quote?
No, because my high school had way too many seniors to do that. And also...
We had like 500. We still made it happen.
Oh, wow. We had 600.
Oh.
Fuck. I would have... maybe it's a good thing that we weren't allowed to do it, because I would have definitely said something fucked up.
Well, they like would screen... They would like screen them for like inappropriate ones and stuff.
Of course.
Like, but some people would try to like slip in like inappropriate ones. One person successfully did, and the yearbook committee had to go back through and... put a sticker over theirs that you could not remove without ripping the page.
Wow.
So I didn't know what it was, but somebody got one in there that was like, eat my ass or something like that. Nice. It like spelled that.
I would love to have a senior quote. Like, I don't know what I would make it.
I know what we would have done if we were friends in high school. And it's from the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's, so you know the part where they're on like the desk and they're like drying out?
Yes.
And they realize they've made it to Shell City.
Yes.
Like, and like that they were like successful in like their journey, even though they're just like some kids.
Yes.
He says, SpongeBob says, we did all right for a couple of goofballs.
Gooseballs.
Gooseballs. And then we did all right for a couple of gooseballs.
And what, we just both make it that? There's no like part one and part two?
Because that's us. We're like a couple of goofballs, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Isn't that cute?
It is cute. When we were watching the SpongeBob movie, there was like certain scenes I was like, this is really Jake and I. This is unfortunately Jake and I to a T. But that's how you were talking about me and fucking Lily Rose Depp.
We were sitting in Nosferatu and she's like literally convulsing in her sleep. I'm like, oh my God, she's really like you coded.
Like,
she would be like, I must describe my dream to you. There was a sky and it ever reached in darkness. I was like,
you're like, that's Nicole.
Literally Nicole.
And then she is like, and then I saw death, but I've never been so happy. And then I was like,
yikes. She said something else too. No, it's just funny how she went from like loving her man, like in the middle of it, like she was like, please, you must save me from him.
She was literally like, my man.
Immediately, it like the next second was like, you never loved me and I should kill myself.
She was like on her knees.
I will let him take me.
Not to spoil anything, but she's like on her knees, crying, sobbing because she just like threw a whole fit, and she goes, please forgive me, and she's like standing next to his
I was like, oh, she's about to give him some goofy head. She's like on her knees.
You literally said goofy Nosferatu head.
Goofy Nosferatu head. And she's on her knees like at his waist, and she looks up at him with like puppy dog eyes, and she goes,
you will never please me like he does. like literally in a voice like
that. Nicholas Holt gets so heated that he decides to fuck the shit out of her
right there, right then,
and it didn't even look very good, so he kind of proved her point.
Well, I think, I mean, Nosferatu, he fucked her so good that they died.
They died.
Guys,
can you imagine getting fucked so hard you die?
This movie is like literally around since forever.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, if you haven't seen it yet, like, that's on you.
I
it's been out for like 3 days.
I want to do what Lily Rose Depp does. Like, I want to do that kind of acting. Like, it's really beautiful. Like the convulsing that she was doing in this. Yes. I told everyone, I was like, just give me a soft surface because I'm not going to do this in public. But like, I feel like I could do it because there's some parts where she just like really goes like fucking crazy. Like, hold on. Like, I will pretend that I'm like sleeping. And like, this is me in my slumber. But she like starts convulsing like crazy. Like, hold on. I want to see how good I can do. All right. Ready?
Audio listeners.
Sorry, it's Lex's luck. Watch on me. Sorry, okay, hold on. I'm getting nervous. Because what if I do bad? I'm not going to do bad. I'm me. Okay, hold on.
Wow, that was incredible. Okay, now do a back bend. That's literally what she was like. Basically the whole movie. She, like, I love Lily Rose Depp now because I was like, I never watched The Idol, so I'd never seen anything else she was in. But I was like, damn, she's acting in this. Like, yeah, she did a really, really phenomenal job.
I think she did the most amazing thing I've seen in cinema in a really long time. Like, I'm not joking. Oh,
she was really blessed with this part, for sure. Her skin is so smooth.
And the shape of her head is so satisfying.
I know.
I want to rub my hand, like, all over her face.
You look like the famine got to you.
Oh. Queen. Oh, my God.
Ozempic.
Oh, because she has high cheekbones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I felt like she was looking pale and gaunt.
Sorry,
But I think that was the point. She was looking, like...
I'm out of breath from my...
Really skinty the whole time. Shaking.
I, like, wasn't given a fair... Like, if I had more room, like, you were kind of in the way.
Okay,
if
you I can was given, do it in your next YouTube video.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, good idea. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God,
Clark,
yeah.
The online girl explains Nosferatu.
Yeah, more. And then people... I'm like, okay, so then Count Orlok, he lives in this fucking mansion, right? Okay, so then Nicholas comes
like,
along...
like this, and he says things like, you're...
Yeah, and like, the way that he was breathing...
Your pussy is mine.
The way that he was breathing, I breathe like that. Like, literally, like, when my asthma gets pretty bad.
That's literally like, you in the penthouse you live in right now.
In my penthouse?
Yeah, this penthouse.
Take her to my penthouse and I freaked it. Oh, you do it a lot better than I do.
Can you not roll your R's?
I go a little bit too Slavic. Take her.
To my penthouse. I think
and
that
I freaked
this
it.
Movie, first of all, would have been way better with a SpongeBob cameo, and I stick by that because they're in the same cinematic universe. You know this?
Nosferatu. Yes.
Yeah, because
yes,
they're like, well, who's turning out the lights?
Nosferatu.
And also the Minions should have been in this. Like,
Minion and SpongeBob is the same thing when you think about it.
That's not true whatsoever.
Minion and Sponge.
Just because they're both yellow? You're fucking racist as fuck, actually. You really are. You need to check yourself about that because, like, that's going to be a problem one day.
Okay,
when the minions become sentient. When the minion toys become sentient.
Oh, so you don't think they're sentient?
The minion toys.
You're fucked up. You're fucked up for thinking just because they don't look like us that they're not sentient. You're fucked up for that.
Have you even seen all the minion movies? You would know that in the last one, they were all frozen and turned into plushies.
I love Miranda Cosgrove, so I really support her for anything that she does.
I don't think she's been in any of the other Minion ones.
Are you stupid?
She's been in Despicable Me. She's not in the Minions ones.
Wait, there's a Minion movie and not Despicable Me movie?
There's three Minion
movies. You're lying.
There's four Minion movies.
You're lying. Are you being serious?
Yes. And then there's Despicable Me 3.
I just thought that there was so many Despicable Me movies.
No, it's like they made spinoffs. Where have you been?
Yes, I'm dead serious. I thought there was just so many Despicable Me movies. I was like, how do they keep going?
No, and I don't think Miranda Cosgrove has been in one in like years.
No, because she was promoting the one with...
Despicable Me 3.
With
Sandra Bullock?
Joey King recently. Yes, I think.
Despicable Me 3?
I think
that was the last. I don't know. I'm not caught up in the Minions universe.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unfortunately, but I do know that they're separate movies.
His little line that he says.
Banana.
Tonight we steal the moon.
Girls. Lipstick taser. That's literally, like, I'm telling you, Nosferatu, he literally... I'm sorry, what's his name, Nosferatu?
Who? Count Orlok?
Yeah, is that I guess colloquially like what we call him?
Yeah, I don't know what his name, like what does he call himself? Does he think he's Nosferatu? I want to know.
He calls himself Orlok.
No, literally.
But he or your lord, you must call me your lordship.
I can't believe that there's a power dynamic
that I didn't enjoy in the movie.
Bill Skarsgård. His full frontal.
I know.
That's all you needed to say. I was like, oh, I'm here.
Little Nosferatu.
Aww.
Yeah. There was such power dynamic in the movie that I really didn't like. Like,
between
it was kind of weird and fucked up that, like, Nosferatu... Like, this is why I didn't like the movie. And, like, it's like... Like, why does Nosferatu think he has power over, like, the women in the movie? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't enjoy that power dynamic.
So, like, you don't fuck with misogyny?
I don't fucks with that.
You don't fuck with that?
No. Like, I don't like that. Like, it was like, oh, like, why does he think he can just, like, you know, send his shadow into her room and, like, finger her? I didn't like that.
I did see some conversations online on Twitter last night that were like... Anybody who enjoyed Nosferatu and is like laughing about it and thinks that it was sexy, like you are a bad person. And I'm like, oh fuck. God
did
damn
you
it.
Think it was sexy? I didn't think any part
I
of it
didn't
was
think
sexy.
It was sex. Well,
you
I
think
don't.
No, you want to fuck Nosferatu?
No.
You want
no.
him to put his
it's because he looks like David
Harbour.
You know David Harbour's single now. Yeah. Him and Lily Allen broke up.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
Were you a fucking that girl next door? What'd you do that for?
That Lily
when you
Allen
first met
he was
me.
Dating?
La, 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 la,
how old
la, la.
Is she?
Like in her 40s, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, you
accurate
had
depiction
no...
of him kissing his wife in this movie.
When he's kissing
when he's
the
kissing
dead woman.
The dead woman.
She wasn't that old.
I thought that maybe Nosferatu should be with her.
With her?
With his
with the
wife.
Woman? Oh. I thought I would like to see Aaron Taylor Johnson and Bill Skarsgård together. But like without costume
gay.
Or without like period piece. Like just like outside of the movie. Like
gay?
Just in general. Gay.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Gay.
Wow. Listen, there's a lot to unpack about that movie. That and I've just been thinking about it like pretty much constantly. Like why do I think Nicholas Hoult is like really hot?
Oh, like it's fine. I know him from Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, I was wondering where I knew his face from.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in so many things. He's been in Skins. He's been in so many things. But that's like the main thing that I know him from. British.
Is he in something else?
He's in a lot of stuff.
Soon?
He's in a lot. Okay. Oh, soon?
Yeah.
He's been in a lot. He's like a child actor.
You should go see the movie Queer. You would love it. There's like an ayahuasca storyline in it.
Oh, beautiful.
You know who else is on ayahuasca? That girl who's been missing in that cult, that YouTuber. Just saw that video.
Don't
that love
even get
Uncle
love
Henson
Uncle.
Or whatever.
Oh,
somebody
oh,
made
oh.
a video like 3 days ago.
Don't even get started. I was an A-Dubs fan for the longest time.
Are you disappointed?
No.
Are you worried?
Like, not that much. I'm telling you,
you're not a real dub head.
I was an Alex Weiss fan for the longest fucking time. You have no idea. Like that was my era of YouTube. Like I loved her. To fill you guys in, there's this YouTuber, Alex Weiss, A Dubs. She used to make videos where it was just like her in her bedroom. Like she used to even make like makeup tutorials. I think I need to sit down and watch like old makeup tutorials to like center myself. Like
yeah,
I'm
be
being
really nice.
So dead ass. Like 2011 makeup tutorials, like not 2018. Like we
like
need to go
block
back.
Brow.
Like I need to watch Blair Fowler. I need to watch. It's.
Wow! Oh my god!
I need to do that. Hold on, sorry, I'm buffering.
We didn't take a magic wine before this. That's why.
Oh fuck!
That's what's happening right
no,
now.
No, no, I can't do more caffeine. No. What were we saying? Oh, I need to watch an old
Alex
makeup tutorial to feel something.
Earl.
Alex Weiss. She.
To be honest, if you spell your name like that, if you spell Alex like that, like
A-L-Y-X.
You're going to be in a cult.
A-L-Y-X.
Yeah.
One like, of my dear friends is spelled Alex isn't spelled like that.
And like you're gonna be in a cult one day.
I think she's fine. She like helps people. She's a good person.
Not even an MLM.
No MLM.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow,
no,
that's impressive.
She's a good egg.
That's really impressive.
She's a very great person.
Good.
Alex Weiss basically used to make all these videos. Then she transitioned into making more of like videos with like Gen X Pen a lot. She used to make these like videos where she was like faking being an Uber, and then she would like drive people around it. And like pranking people.
Yeah, she would like shit in the Uber.
Yeah, she would shit in the Uber. And so she didn't shit in the Uber. So,
well, she would like poop her pants in the Uber.
Well, I don't think that
as like the driver.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I just watched a whole video about it today.
Oh, okay, then maybe she did. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm not caught up with the poop lore. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying she actually did it. I'm saying as the one of the pranks. If she did
do it, that's fine. That's fine to do it.
I feel like I've broken something about her.
No, it's all right. So basically she went missing for a while, and she comes back and she talks about it with some like random girl on her channel. She also used to do these stories where she was like confessing people's secrets or like reading people's secrets that they had.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that was like her most popular YouTube series.
I personally,
did you ever put in a secret?
No, but I
you were like I stole from Lush.
I don't. That's not a secret. Everybody fucking knows that.
Lush.
The thing is that I personally don't care for videos like that because a lot of time I can't help but think like, oh, this is fake. Like, I don't believe that this person actually... You know what I mean? Do you believe it? Oh, okay. So you're...
Are you a Santa Claus denier?
Yeah. Whoa. I am a skeptic, believe it or not. That's the way that I found out that, like, the Tooth Fairy and Santa weren't real. It's like, I cornered my mom and I'm like, she's not fucking real, is she? Like, gripping her up by her collar. Well, you know. Oh. However, like, a 10-year-old.
And what'd she say?
Oh, Nicole.
Like, you didn't have to do all of this.
Yeah.
He's not.
Basically, she came back onto our channel and she's like with this random woman. They're talking about this trip that she took to a different country. I don't remember where it was, but it was Peru.
But she had a podcast. This was before she came back with that video. Her last podcast episode, she talked about how she went to like a meditation meetup.
Yeah.
And that somebody invited her to like a potluck. And how she heard that if somebody's inviting you to a potluck, they're inviting you to one of their cult meetings. And she was like, but I am going to go. Like, haha.
But she like clickbaited the video. She's like, I joined a cult.
That was the new video that she came out with. Yeah.
So a lot of people were really worried and concerned. And obviously like, who is this new person that is in her videos? This is weird. Where have you been? Are you in this cult? Like, what are you doing? Then basically, I remember when she was on H3, which was like the craziest thing. Cause I was like, I never expected these two people to interact. But basically like they interviewed her and they're like, so why did you do this? Like, why are you like clickbaiting your followers? Like, why were you scaring them? You said that you would be back and then you just like fell off the face of the earth. Like, what's going on? And she's like, I didn't mean to scare anyone. You know, I think I was just playing into it a little bit. But yes, they're basically just like ayahuasca retreats. And she like goes on and talks about how this maestro, she would literally called him the maestro.
Yeah, maestro, he would suck maestro on her head.
Suck on the top of her head and then throw up afterwards.
That's so cowboy coded.
Honestly, yeah. And how he was like sucking the bad juju, or I think this was a woman who did this, sucking the bad juju out.
Women can do things too.
Yeah, I know.
They can also suck on your head.
They can.
And love it afterwards.
We want to clarify that on this podcast. Yeah. We do believe in women. And so they would vomit afterwards. And like, keep in mind, ayahuasca and like a lot of these like ritualistic drugs, you tend to throw up on a lot of them and like make yourself like physically ill. But anyway, mind you, there was just a lot of weird things that she was saying. And like, people were worried obviously about like spiritual, religious psychosis yeah. and like what is happening. And it was a scary time because also it was like post COVID. So a lot of people are like, I don't know, more susceptible to fall into the trap of like looking for this outlet and like this spirituality. And it was just a weird, weird, weird thing. And so she basically said on the H3 podcast, she was like, if I am gone for more, like I won't be gone for more than a month. And if I am, like, I will let my followers know that I'm okay. And she's been gone for a year now.
Right. Well, I did see that clip. And to be honest, it didn't seem like, Ethan Klein said, like, if you're gone for more than a month, like, will you promise to like update us? Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay. So to me, everyone's like, she promised. I'm like, she really didn't. But yeah, isn't that crazy though?
Yeah,
crazy.
It is really weird considering crazy that girl. Like, I watched her in all of like middle school. So that's really, really wild to see. And I obviously hope that she's okay.
Ayahuasca is ripping people from like left and right. I'm seeing people go on ayahuasca trips all the time.
Who else do you know was doing ayahuasca?
Joshua Bassett. Shawn Mendes.
Was he doing ayahuasca?
Yes, that's what he did in the wilderness.
Okay.
And he found, or he like came face to face with Jesus and like repented for his sins.
I'm personally.
And decided he's not bisexual anymore.
I don't fuck with ayahuasca.
But neither do I. That's why when I was watching Queer, I was like, fuck. You're telling me the last hour of this movie is the cute gay men going through the fucking wilderness so that they can be inside of each other?
Aw, that's beautiful. I'm not going to do ayahuasca because I have a fear of throwing up. So that's not for me.
I'm not doing ayahuasca because I have a fear of being stuck in that state for the rest of my life.
Well, I really doubt that you're going to get the opportunity to do ayahuasca anytime soon.
I'm going to deny the opportunity if it ever comes to me by any chance.
I don't think it ever will. I just don't think that
you... I don't think I should be doing any hallucinogenics.
Okay, then don't do them. Me, on the other hand, I'm going to continue to do them all day, every day.
I'm seeing shapes move and nothing's there, but I feel better.
Exactly. No, there are definitely a lot of people out there who are like playing around with like mushrooms and stuff on.
Playing around?
Just like being like, around with one mushroom. I'm microdosing and then, ew. Okay.
That's what some people call it.
Now, we do have to address.
Address.
In a PR way.
Address.
The Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation.
Oh, yeah.
That ends with us.
We were wrong. Just fucking kidding.
Are you passing the mic to me? Is that what you're doing? I saw a comment on that video the other day on the one where I do Chronically Online Girl Explains.
Bing.
It ends with us. And the movie. It ends with us, right? I always get The Last of Us and It Ends With Us confused.
I feel like there's not going to be It Starts With Us.
That's the book that, like the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like it kind of will happen because I think like after this, I think Blake Lively is going to be kind of like put on a lot of people are going to like her a lot more after this. Listen, my mentality has not like really shifted or changed from everything because I got some comments on that video being like, Nicole, this video did not age well. Like, you are part of the problem of like contributing to the hate towards Blake Lively. Like, this didn't age well. Like, you need to be doing a follow-up video. First of all, if I rewatch,
consider this the follow-up video.
Consider this the follow-up video because I'm not doing a follow-up video when it comes to like
the truth.
No,
not spreading misinformation.
I'm just kidding.
Not because like if I made a follow-up video every single time that like any information came out, I would be T-spill. This is going to be an ongoing thing. Like, there's a whole,
what's
like,
wrong with being T-spill?
Trial to happen. No, nothing. I'm just saying.
T-spill's already there. Don't need me to
right,
do that.
I'm like, T-spill is literally already there. And I have no interest in being T-spill.
Is T-spill still around? Because weren't they working for TMZ and then left?
Yeah.
Still getting insider information from places?
I don't know if she's getting insider information. I don't know about that.
Sorry.
But I watch her videos every morning while I brush my teeth. So yeah, like, yes, it's there.
Like, yes, spill the tea.
Right. No, because obviously, well, right now, if you didn't know, like, Blake Lively has come out and sued Justin Baldoni and the other director and like his...
Children?
No, his team.
She's like, I want your firstborn.
For harassment and for like unprofessionalism on set, and it's obviously awful, and a lot of people are like coming around, they're like, whoa, like Justin Baldoni's like PR team like really, really worked. And I like rewatched my own video to see, you know, what I had said about it, just to ensure like, you know, what my thoughts were back then, and I pretty much stand with like everything that I said in there. I'm like, so this is what is being reported now, this is what how people are reacting now. And then when I inserted my own personal opinions, I was like, is it personally weird to me to be talking about the entire movie and the press run being like, bring your florals? Yeah, I do think that's weird. And like, yeah, shame, like, on Sony for like promoting it like that, because we did find out that Sony had pushed for it to be the way like the talking points for it. Like, they were not allowed to talk about the DV aspects of things. And like,
that's so fucky.
In my opinion, do I like how Justin Baldoni is going about the press for this, which in this case was like bringing attention to different organizations and like raising other people's voices? Yes, I did.
I
did like that.
He was going against their like wishes, Justin, and not Sony. Blake. Like, yeah.
maybe there was like separate, I don't know if it's different because he's the director.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I just wonder.
I don't know. But also, I said in the video, I was like, yeah, so we don't know if Justin Baldoni is like a great guy, because although he like runs these organizations, fuck, I forget what his is called.
Be a Man or something
Man or something like that.
Yeah.
And, or don't be a man. I don't think he's saying not to be a man. Maybe a man.
Be a man. Be a woman. Woman up.
Man up. Man up? Woman up. I don't
woman,
know, remember.
Woman yourself.
But he just, you know, I said that, you know, although he started this great organization and has seemed to be doing a lot of good work, there are a lot of men out there who do fake being feminists and end up being like really terrible, awful people. Well, look where we are now. And so it's like the whole entire PR
That's
run.
That's why I would never fake being a feminist.
Oh, I know.
I mean it for real.
That's why I would never fake 6'1", not being a misandrist. No, but the entire like situation with everything. I just think with Chronically Online Girl videos, if I were to sit and make a follow-up for every single time that like an update were to happen, first of all, like that just seems like unrealistic.
Just added to the description. Just kidding.
Yeah. And also, I still do think I stand by like what I said in that thing, is like we don't know what happened because none of us were there. And so right now, like, I do believe Blake Lively and like what she's come out and said about him. I believe her. And yeah, and like I said, we don't know what actually happens behind the scenes. Like, we don't know why everyone was on Team Justin, but it ended up all turning now against him.
Yeah, I mean, we had that discussion. I feel like we had it on the podcast.
Probably.
But like, yeah, probably. What teams are there to be even had? You
but
know
also,
what I mean?
Like,
yeah, do I think it's weird that Blake was mean in interviews and awkward and whatever? Yes. Like, I still think that she was mean to that woman, which apparently Anne Hathaway was also mean to that woman.
Yeah, she was.
During a Les Mis.
And
interview.
I don't even, like, care for, like, I was never a big fan. Like, I never watched Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Love Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Did love that. But, like, I was never a Blake Lively, like, ride or die. Did I have a bad taste in my mouth because of how the press run went? Because it's, like, a situation that's very, like, near and dear to me. Yes. Was it disappointing to hear her, like, kind of, like, laugh off certain comments? Like, when they were like, what do you say to DV victims who, like, want to discuss with you, like, their situations? And she's like, you want to track me down? You want to get my...
Yeah, I don't like that.
You want to ping my location or, like, whatever the comments were. But basically, I think I was going to say before that I think a lot of people's opinions are going to change about PR and how, like, PR is actually used, because I don't think that the regular person like us who is not in Hollywood knows what PR actually does or what it means. But it's basically like being professional, like, sleuth and mean girl, like, if it needs to be.
Well, and that's what happened with the whole Amber Heard trial and Johnny Depp was like, and we saw it again. With all those videos resurfacing, you think that was a coincidence? You think people were just doing that? No, that was like absolutely put out by people who work for, or were trying to work at least against.
Because Johnny Depp and Justin Baldoni had the same PR crisis team.
Correct.
I fell for it in the beginning of the trial. First of all, me never knowing who Amber Heard was and like only knowing Johnny Depp as like a name, but like not knowing, like, never really watching his movies or anything else. I like literally remember sitting down at dinner with a friend and being like, can you fucking believe that Johnny Depp was abused? Can you believe this? Like, I fully just like fell for it.
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I was just like confused, because why the fuck did her lawyers suck ass that entire trial?
I don't even remember.
Do you remember it being like meme to hell, everything that was happening?
Everything their lawyers were saying,
they were asking fucking horrible questions. They were asking really leading questions too. Yeah. And like, in general, remember one of them was like saying, I object to like everything. And it was just like really weird. Like, and they had asked his doctor or something, Johnny Depp's doctor, like, where they were saying like, oh, like, yeah, like, wouldn't you want your 15 minutes of fame right now, like, by being a part of this trial? And then the doctor was like, I could say the same thing about you mm-hmm. as the lawyers mm-hmm. of this trial, like that you're yeah. looking for your 15, like whatever. It just had like nothing to do with what was going yeah. on. So it was very odd.
If anything, like just talking about pop culture more, I think I've like learned the lesson myself of being critical of like what I choose to believe and like trust. And that's the thing. A lot of times we won't know. And I can't even say like we will be smarter about PR after this incident, because like we won't be, because we won't even realize that it's happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is so fucked up. But yeah, I guess I just didn't ever really understand until a few years ago, like what PR even does for a person, or like how much, like I had no idea, like when things would say like sources, because I used to read a lot of People magazine as a kid. I've read a lot of fucking People magazine. And like when things said like sources, I'm like, oh, this is fake. Oh, this is bullshit. It had to come from somewhere. And most of the time, a lot of times it's coming from PR, because they're deciding yeah. what comes out about that artist. Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. The whole Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively thing has been just like a mess from the start.
It's just going to be sad, because I worry that, bless you, it will be a repeat of the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp situation in court. But like, it is nice to see that a lot of people are already like standing up and standing like by Blake. Like, it was very endearing to see what the other sisters from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants like posted and stuff.
It's almost like, and I think I mentioned this to you before, Candace Wu, when she made that tweet about Fresh Off the Boat
yeah.
coming back, and she was like, oh, and everyone was like, you should be so grateful like that you have a job. And
meanwhile, she was like getting
literally
assaulted.
Being sexually harassed yeah. and assaulted at her job. Yeah. And then she wrote a book about it, and she was like, I just think people need to like lead with compassion first, like ask questions before you just jump to accusations. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What else have we done since
we literally came to my house? You literally came to my house.
And to your mother's? Yes. I didn't think you wanted me to talk about that.
Why?
Well, it's like a sacred space.
And it was like really traumatic for everyone involved.
It's really traumatic. It was like, oh no, don't make me eat one of my favorite foods ever, salmon.
Did you eat the pierogi? You don't remember?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
It had cabbage in it. Mm-hmm. Yumby.
So
I need a tissue. Continue speaking.
Oh, okay. Jake and Adam leave my house, and my grandma is so concerned and worried, and asked me in all dear seriousness. She was like, Nicole, is everything going to be okay with you and Adam? Like, is he not going to be jealous of you and Jake's relationship? And I go, does it seem like he should be jealous of our relationship?
Yes.
And she goes, I just am really worried about him stealing you away from Adam.
I have my hands in so many places.
I love that not even the people in my family have faith in me that I have a word in whether or not I get stolen and whisked away.
I think they think you're like not loyal.
That's what they're thinking. Yeah. They're like, oh, this girl is going to go run off with her.
It's, you're so loose. You're such like a loose.
Oh my God.
A loose woman. That,
oh my God.
You're going to.
Come on. I prefer the term loosey goosey. Thank you
very
much.
You're such a loosey goosey woman.
No, she was really, really worried, but she really liked you because you just kept saying Polish phrases and words. And she was like, oh, I fuck with this kid.
Some of them, like, I was scared to say, like, I didn't want to be like, Yasnim Yotovaum.
No, you should have said that more.
No, I was like scared to say that because I was like, we're eating.
Yeah, that means I threw up in Polish for anybody who doesn't know.
What did I say? I don't know. I feel like I said like, yeah, yes, yeah, zadzwam. Yeah. And then your mom like turns to me and she's like, your accent is so cute. And I was like, no, I thought I was pronouncing it so perfectly.
Now I have to teach you another word. Oh, fuck. What would you say to my grandma?
Kicha. Oh, I learned... duża butelka.
Yeah.
Which is like a big bottle of something. I learned that because Nicole was on the phone with her mom and her mom's like asking.
Duża butelka.
Yeah, for us to go pick up
a bottle
of oil at the store. And I'm like, oh, what did that mean? Like she said it. Like, and duża I kept going, duża butelka. Or yeah. Like, and I just kept getting it wrong.
Duża butelka.
Yeah.
You should say, przepraszam.
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 Babcia.
Babcia. Mm-hmm. Przepraszam, babcia.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Sorry, grandma.
Why? What do I have to be sorry about?
For stealing me away from my home. Because who am I with right now? Not my man.
T, like, yeah, it's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. I don't see him.
No, dead ass.
Dead ass, I don't see him.
One time a guy did say that to me, my freshman year of college.
And what did you do? That? You made that face? Oh.
No, he like texted my friend, Alex, good Alex, A-L-Y-X.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
He went to, I'm over at my friend's house, and her roommate
goes. Sorry, your cat just sneezed like all the way over there. It was so cute.
Her roommate goes to his room and was like, tell Nicole to come in here. And she's like, yeah, what the Lau, like, she has a boyfriend.
I remember this. And wait, we talked about this on the podcast, yes.
Did we? And he goes, I don't see him. And I was like, how lame is that to like text your friend and be like, hey, tell her to come in here. Lame. Loser. About this
because I was like, if that were me, like, I would have gone in and be like, you wanted to see me, boss?
Yeah. I just feel like,
hey,
there are much more cooler, suave ways that he could have literally been like, hey, you want to come in here and look at my Sunny Angel collection? And I would have been like, all right, I'm in there.
I'm in there, yeah.
And all of us, all of my girlfriends will be in there as well. We're all going to be looking at your Sunny Angel collection, door wide open. But yes, that did happen to me. That was the only time that's ever happened to me. I don't see him. Whoa. I just feel like such a baddie. What?
Proshek? Wait, what was it that I just said?
Przepraszam?
Przepraszam.
Do you know what proshek means?
Thank you, please.
Powder.
Proshek? Mm-hmm. Proshek? Wait, what's please?
Proshe.
Oh, okay. Oh, whoa. That's really different. That's almost a completely different word. Proshek versus proshe?
Yeah.
Really? That's insane to me.
Yeah.
Proshek. Oh, I have to go proshek my butthole.
Oh, my God. Do you do that? You can be honest.
If I said yes, would you believe me?
No.
Oh. Did you want to show everyone your baklava?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who should I dress up as?
As,
Bart?
Marge Simpson. Oh, Marge Simpson. Because you're, like, the hair up there.
I really am.
You should have a shirt with her face
on it.
This
is so cute. This is my balaclava. It was sewn in, what does it say on here? Latvia? Lithuania?
It doesn't say. It literally does not. Krochi.
Just know that it got crocheted in a different country, and whoever did this made it with love. And I love it.
It is really cute.
It is so cute, and I can't wait to wear it. Oh! Look, this is me if Lily Rose Depp and Nosferatu wore a balaclava. Ready?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the past 75 years, more than 10,000 chemicals have entered our food supply, but the EU allows just 300 additives. At Thrive Market, we prioritize quality, banning over 1,000 ingredients found in conventional grocery stores. Our Healthy Swap scanner helps you find better versions of your pantry essentials without the junk, dyes, or fillers, and everything is delivered right to your doorstep. So shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health at thrivemarket.com/getstarted for 30% off your first order and a free $60 gift.